Dirt and Sprague continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Sprague.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Sprague.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hello. Hope your Wednesdays are off to a great start. The band is all back together, and I mean that in more ways than one, because my co-host has returned from vacation. From
it's so good.
San Diego. He has made his return. You know who else is making their return? Just the people. The Ken Barkley P1s are here. They're going to start jumping into our YouTubes. Hopefully, their time zones are correct here.
What's and, the play? If you're
listening all over the country, Ken Barkley, ladies and gentlemen, the Chicks dig him. What's up, Ken? How we doing, buddy?
I'm great. Did I see this? Am I the only guest on the show today?
You were
really true.
Yeah, you're the only
solo dolo.
What happened there?
What do you mean?
When you have a Ken Barkley, it carries the weight of two guests.
You blow it all out.
We don't need more than one guest here.
That's a great point. Well, welcome back together to the two of you, I guess, too. I hope your summer was great. And also us, the three of us doing stuff together. That's great, too. Can I give a shout-out to your producer for a second? Jason.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Jason.
Yes.
Voice of the Portland Pilots. All this is coming back to me in real time as I'm doing this. When I was in college, I did an internship at an ESPN sports radio affiliate, and they had me do the updates, like the 20-minute updates, whatever you just heard Jason do, if you're listening to the show. And I talk really fast, so they thought that would be a great thing for me to try to do. Like, hey, you have this delivery where you can go really fast and still kind of enunciate things. Why don't you try doing the updates? And when I say, like, I'm glad these things aren't available, I have them on a tape somewhere. I mean, I bombed so bad. I remember it was like during when Barry Bonds was like on steroids and people knew he was on steroids. And so like it was the home run chase and all that stuff. And I would write these updates and I would like, I just can't even, like terrible language, poor delivery, all this stuff. Jason just, I learned a lot in that update Jason killed that update. That was, I knew the Biotis thing because that's kind of important for betting. But like,
yes.
I would just, later in the show, if you have him on for a minute, have him pronounce that Timber's new coach name again. There were like six different accents being applied to different syllables there. Like, I don't know where the accents were on the letters, but like every vowel had something going on. I don't know, like, you know, what nationality he is necessarily, but there was some good stuff. There was some good stuff going on. This is all complimentary, by the way. I can't any of that.
Yeah.
I couldn't do. I hosted a show. I can't do that update. was very specific. That was a great job.
It's a very kind compliment, and you're not wrong. He's doing 80 jobs at once. He still has to give these updates. The only problem I have is when he gets the name wrong, which does occasionally happen. He'll be like, can you tell him he's saying the name wrong? Or we'll do this, Ken. We'll go, coming up next, you'll never believe what these people think of the Oregon Ducks. And then he'll go, the Oregon Ducks coming in at number six in the latest polling. Like, thanks for ruining my old team.
That's that tease. No need to listen to the segment.
NFL team loses a starter to injury. You'll never believe which one. I'm Jason. Chargers center Tyler Biotis is going to be out 6 weeks.
Exactly.
Just completely dumping all over the tease.
Right.
I love the review of the update. It's great to have you back. It's just good to hear your voice. We miss you, Ken. You got a betting guide out. We have a specific question about your betting guide we need to talk about. But before we do,
sure,
we like starting in a very specific way with you, and so I will throw this at you. I got to this on the show yesterday. This is over in your neck of the woods to a certain extent. There is a rabid beaver that's attacking people at a Maryland, I think it's a little lake or a river, and it's coming after people. If a rabid beaver charges at Ken Barkley, scared, intimidated, kick it out of the way, what's your reaction?
I'm going to answer this question, but something needs to be addressed in sort of how you framed the question.
Okay.
Have you lived on the West Coast for your entire life?
My entire life, yes.
Okay. There is nothing remotely similar about Maryland and Connecticut.
Right there in a pocket, Northeast pocket.
I can't really emphasize this enough. Like, yeah, you're in Maine, right? Your neck of the woods in Miami, Florida today. There was a... I don't know what would be rabid down there, an alligator or something.
Rabbit probably. Alligators are chasing after you on your neck of the woods.
You know, the rabigator. Yeah, we got it. So if a rabid beaver charges me.
Yes, you're at a lake enjoying a day with your family.
Yeah, so I'm glad you said the family part. I actually think about this sometimes. I don't know if other parents think about this. I'm not brave. Like, I don't have a lot of physical bravery. I guess I'm brave in, like, other ways, decisions I make, whatever. It's not the point. From, like, a physical like fighting, defending things, physical, whatever. Like, I didn't serve in the military, you know, like all that stuff. I don't have a lot of bravery stored up here. So I think about this because we get bears in my neighborhood all the time. Mm-hmm. And this actually, this time of year too, my trash reeks right now. My wife and I were just talking about this where I was like, we got to get this stuff out of here because there's going to be some bears coming through. And I always think about this. I go, well, obviously if it's just you and a bear comes along, see ya, you know, like how fast can I run? Or like, you know, I'm not going to do the like act brave and try to scare the bear away. But like, especially when my kids were younger, they're, you know, like 7 and 8 now. So like not so much anymore, but if I have them and I'm in like a rabid beaver situation, just to spin it back to your animal choice, like I always think about this where I go, I almost go, oh no, I have to be brave. And I'm sure there's a bunch of parents out there that are like, yeah, like I've thought about it too. Like I'm not brave at all. But I have to do that. Like I have, you know, like I love my kids, all that stuff. Like I protect them, of course, but like, oh no, like this is going to be really bad because it's just, you know, a lot of us are domesticated. We're not in these situations mm-hmm. all the time. I actually think about this all the time when I'm outside with my kids, where I go like, it's just this time of year because we've had so many bears around, where I go like, please let this not be the day that I'm like with them. And then all of a sudden there's a bear like 10 feet from us. And it's, you know, yeah, there's the old scene. I mean, like I saw another, The Matrix is like 26 years old or 27 years old, that movie. But there's the closing scene of the movie is basically Keanu Reeves' character, Neo, like he should run away from the agent that gets off the train. This like, you know, whatever supernatural computer thing, monster. He like should run away. And he like stands there and then he actually turns around and chooses to like face the agent in combat. And it cuts away to Lawrence Fishburne's character Morpheus. And he goes like, the guy's like, what's he doing? And he's like, he's beginning to believe. I picture this happening, right? Like I'm on the trail with my kids or whatever. And it's like, you know, bear comes out. My wife's like in the car. My daughter runs over to you like, what's dad doing? And in this case, she would be like, he's peeing his pants, you know, or something like that. It would be something completely different. But I actually think I mean I'd run as fast as a rabbit. Was he foaming like a rabbit?
Yeah, also, I don't know. Can't you kick a beaver? Run?
Here's the thing. Can I just interject here? Because I didn't know he was going to throw an animal thing at you. I just got back from San Diego yesterday, and we went to the zoo, right? The famed San Diego Zoo.
Oh, they have SeaWorld. Do they still have that there? All that stuff.
SeaWorld is still a thing, although you know they've canceled some of the bigger fish in SeaWorld, so now it's like mainly roller coasters and trout. You know, whatever.
We
go to the San Diego Zoo, and we start, and there's like reptiles, and then there's flamingos. And you're working your way through this big ass zoo, and almost every single thing I actually asked myself in the wild how I think I'd fare. And they've done poll results on this. There are people that legitimately believe they would beat an eagle in a fight, or they would beat a bear or something crazy, right?
Yeah.
And then you get into person and you see these animals right in front of you, and I'm asking myself this question, and maybe an hour and a half later, a giant beetle that was green, was flying where everybody was walking, and it almost hit me in the head. I ducked and went, ah! And I was like, I couldn't beat any of these things.
It was probably higher pitch than that, let's be honest.
It was probably
it was like at least an octave.
It was. And so like, if I'm reacting that way with a beetle, what am I doing when a lion is running near us? I'm cooked. It's over. There's no chance. I wouldn't beat any of these things. Nobody's beating a beaver. A beaver is beating you.
Ready for one of the great transitions that's ever happened.
Yes.
Like, oh yeah, people think they can beat an animal. People think they can kill a lion. People also think they can beat NFL markets. There's a bunch of things that people think they can do that they're not, you know?
So, well done. Yeah. Well done. That's why he's the best right there.
You know what, Jason, write that one
down.
You
know what, I don't like jokes.
Oh, great.
I actually do like jokes. That's actually the best part. I didn't like whatever joke that was. I probably didn't like that one, but I like other jokes.
We want to get people a proper heads up. I wanted to invite you on one because we haven't talked to you either since Christmas or Halloween. We couldn't remember what holiday it was, but you have a new guide coming out. We don't talk to you very often. I talk to you a couple times a year, which is great. We want to give people a heads up on this, but we also want to note something that we've brought up to you, and I haven't seen the guide yet. And if it's in there, please correct the record. But Dirt came up with an idea of like, I hope this is in your guide because it's a funny name of like a chapter or a part of your guide.
Is there a trap section of your guide courtesy of the fan in Portland?
There isn't. I have
Damn
so
it.
Many things I can go to off this.
Damn
and
it.
I have a question for you guys, too.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
But there's no trap section in the guide.
Okay.
But there is kind of a section about I don't know, like getting trapped by news and what's happening like in the preseason and how, you know, like we're in this time of year. I mean, just listen to the, like, you know, Tyler Biadasz. It's like you would think like World War III is happening the way that this injury is being treated because there's just nothing else going on. Like it's, you know, it's just, that's just kind of where we are. Like there'll be some NFL weekend where there's like six other amazing trades in other sports and you actually won't care as much as you care about Tyler Biadasz right now because there's nothing else going on at the same time. So it just, where it, sometimes when we get into this time, one of the chapters is basically about when there is like a big NFL story, how it just dominates things so much and moves all the markets around that you can actually like buy the other side, and it's pretty good. So like last year, right, everybody thinks Matthew Stafford's back is going to fall apart and like come out of his body basically, and he ends up winning MVP. Like, whoops. Yeah. And then Micah Parsons gets traded to the Packers. He becomes the favorite for Defensive Player of the Year. They become one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. No, not so much. Actually, like Parsons gets hurt. The Packers don't do anything in the playoffs, like all this stuff. So, so you just, that's an example. There is no, so there's no trap section. And okay. I appreciate you promoting the guy. I'll do real quick. Just, you can go to my Twitter account at Lockie Lockerson if you're actually interested in buying it. Ordering info's on there. You DM me. It's super easy, whatever. But I have a question for you.
Okay.
So this is really important. I have a problem and you two are, I can't believe I'm even saying this, you two are the best people to help me solve this
problem. Yes!
Thank you. That's what we're here for.
I can't even think of another situation where this would be true, but I actually think it's true in this case because we share this rapport. Rapport, as my daughter calls it, repertoire. We share this rapport where we talk about trap games. Mm-hmm. We talk about games where traps are being set. Where what does Vegas want you to do?
The trap, trap.
You
know, where,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Double trap game double is trap even game. Worse.
The pie, I always say the pie is cooling on the windowsill and sort of in the cartoon fashion. It's
so good.
You know, it wafts and it lures you in, and then all of a sudden, you know, you fall in a bear trap or something. You got trapped. I have a problem. I took time out of my day earlier today to look at the board for week one. I don't think I know what the trap game is.
Oh, easy.
Who sets a trap 3 weeks in advance, by the way? Like, you wait to set the trap. It doesn't happen. The trap hasn't even been set yet. I have, like, a couple. Do you guys, and I can filibuster a little while you bring up the week one.
Yeah, I just had to pull up the slate. I haven't fully dove into my traps yet for week one.
I work in radio. I get it. You need to open up the site. I got it. So, I'll give you a couple thoughts that I have. My first thought, actually, because I went through every game and I like scrolled down, I was like, no, 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 no. And I got all the way to the end and I go, wait, I'm at the end. How can it all be no? And I look back and I go, well, am I overthinking it? Like, isn't it the opener? Like, isn't that the correct answer?
Yeah.
The last time we saw these teams play, it was a billion to nothing.
Yep.
Like, what? So, for people, Seattle hosting New England, Seattle 3.5, by the way, on Wednesday night, because let's just change this around again. Seattle 3-3, and what happened the last time? Just completely ran them off the field in every area. just completely. Seattle's on Hard Knocks. The JSN route tree thing was crazy. People who haven't seen that, find that on Twitter. That thing was awesome. Is my radar way off here? It's mid-August. Is that the trap, or is there another trap?
That's a great trap.
That's a solid trap.
I would say if it's not number one, it's like, it's a 1A, 1B thing for me looking through the slate. Because I've actually gone through this to try to tell myself where I think the trap is being laid, because I am the idiot. Now, that being said, the other candidate I have is actually, to me, it's obvious. It may not be obvious to you.
Okay.
The Monday Night Football game is Denver at Kansas City.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait, what's the number in that
game?
Kansas City minus three. When I see that, I think Denver coming in. People like them. They were 14-3.
This AFC title game.
AFC title game. They would have been in the Super Bowl. Bo Nix was healthy.
Mahomes, ACL.
Yeah, Mahomes looks weird. He's throwing passes to the back of the helmet. They're old.
Weird.
It's weird. I'm taking Denver.
He's got a funny haircut or something.
Exactly. Right. This is the...
Mahomes hasn't shaved in a couple days, looking all weird.
Their defense is being kind of revamped because they made the McDuffie trade. This is the easy. I'm taking Denver plus the three. Hold on. That's where the trap lays. Trap is Denver plus the three. You should really take the Chiefs minus the three. We're back.
If you're being... you've declared us back already. We're three weeks away from the season. That's great. We're not actually back.
No.
You guys are back, and I guess then the three of us are back. Whatever. There's a lot of backing going on.
Big backs here. Come on. What are we doing?
If you're big back guy over here, let me tell you. If you're being really honest with yourself, aren't you like you've sort of incepted yourself to create a trap. So you just get to bet Patrick Mahomes.
Right. You just talk yourself in a circle to do the bet you wanted to do initially.
No, you're going to bet Mahomes? No, no, you don't understand. There's a lot of science behind this one. You don't get it.
He hit the center
of the head. You wouldn't understand. I mean, you wouldn't get it, but I get it.
Can I throw one trap at you, Ken? Can I throw another one at you? Because I looked at the slate.
I have one, too. I have like a dog reverse trap.
Okay.
I have one of those.
Oh, I like a dog reverse trap. That better be a category, because I'm buying the guide if you give me those, because those are all over the map.
How have we not coordinated?
A dog reverse guy.
Zoom call with the three of us off air where we put a chapter in your betting guide, the myth or the non-myth of
this
the trap.
This is what idiots fall into, and this is why you're terrible gamblers. Why?
Yeah,
Chicago?
I'm not going to give the full explanation.
No.
This is a bit that can last decades.
Absolutely.
I'm going to write a chapter about it right now? No way.
Valid argument.
Yeah, I'll write a chapter about it in 2052. I'll have a robot do it. Yeah,
right. AI will get it done for it. I look at week one slate, the biggest trap for me is Chicago on the road at Carolina. Mm. Ben Johnson says he wants to be. We're the highest scoring offense in the history of the league.
Sub a field goal, right? So
it's -2.5. Yeah. Carolina still has a 4'7" quarterback, as last time I checked. The only reason they were in the playoffs was because they play in the NFC South and that division blows.
Because the Falcons won.
Right, and Chicago is like, hey, this is big expectations, and Caleb's back for another year. Ben Johnson in the highest scoring offense in the history of the league, 2.5, that's the biggest trap for me. Because that's the kind of line that I look at and I go, oh my God, I'm hammering that. And then you look up in the third quarter and the Panthers are up by 10, and I think, you know what I did, Ken? I fell into the trap again.
I hate to say it.
Oh, you agree?
Because I didn't think of it. Yeah, I think you actually found it.
That's a good trap, is it not?
It's a great trap.
My dumb brain looks at that and says, oh, I'm hammering Chicago. Yeah. It's sub a field goal. Why would I not do that?
There was also a really funny dynamic you two had going there where you had like one was a hype man for the other as he was like arguing what it is to be like, and like Chicago, best offense of the league. And
then you had like this, and like,
The trap is real, Ken. That's what we do. Yeah, we support each other.
Whatever the last couple words were of the sentence, you just yell it as much as you can. Yeah, like Caleb Williams thinks he'd lead the league of best. Passer. So it's just like, you must be back. You must be back. I think you got it. Let me give you the reverse trap.
Okay,
what's
your reverse
trap? This one too. So if you just, I like looking at, not to make my own bets, but I really like, I'm interested in, just for football, what everyone's betting. I just think it's really funny sometimes what people choose to bet on and what they don't choose to bet on. So I was like, all right, what's like the team that people are betting the most to go over their win total this year? Mm. Like, if you asked me, like, who do you think, I don't even know what my first pick would have been before I looked at this. Or like, who does everyone think the breakout coach, star, anybody is going to be? People really, really, really think the Giants are going to be way better this year because obviously they had the standout coaching hire of the offseason with John Harbaugh. And, you know, like Jackson Dart, for whatever you think of him, like, you know, like it's New York and he kind of has like a little whatever coolness going on. I don't know. I'm like making up stuff right now, but they hire John Harbaugh and the win total is really low. So, and they have like some young players, whatever. So a lot of people are betting them to go over. Like it's the most bet win total, I think, of any win total over or under, just in terms of like volume of how many bets have come in on it, which is a good, just what's everybody betting on. They're a dog. I think, is that the Sunday night game in week one?
Yep.
They're a dog at home of less than a field goal to Dallas. I actually really like Dallas this year. I think Dallas might be really good. I've like sort of flirted with the idea of betting Dak Prescott to win MVP. Their win total is pretty high, 9.5. Like, is that one of those like Sunday night game, like let's bet on, it kind of reminds me of what Bill Belichick, North Carolina opener last year, when it's like, Bill Belichick, like I don't need to see anything else. And then it's like, all right, after the first half, it's 28-0 TCU. It's like, is this going to be one of those where it's like, John Harbaugh, like really turning things around there. And it's like, well, if you're just joining us, Dak Prescott has 4 first half touchdowns against someone in the Giants secondary because I don't know anybody. And, you know, like it just, is it one of those? I think reverse trap candidate there. So there you go.
I love it. I'm with you 100%. I do want to make sure you can explain to people like what they'd be getting with the betting guide. I also want to point out something because I think when this whole thing started, the questions we'd throw at you, I think, made your brain hurt in a way that you didn't think possible. Of like, this is how some people around the country see football.
Yeah.
I have bad news for you. We have now cycled together. Dirt has a ticket on the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl, so you have fallen into our trap.
You just made me feel so good
with
that answer, Ken.
Amazing with
you telling me you're in on the Cowboys.
That is the highlight
of my Wednesday, dude. Everything is turned around here. Can I ask you on that note, because I do want to get to the betting guide. On the future stuff, is there anything in college football that you're doing right now? Because my team is in the mix for this, and I remember a couple years ago we had the show bet that led to Sprague searching your address, and we don't need to get back into
that
topic.
Territory,
again.
I've
but
seen
your, the Bears are there
right now.
Your hedges are looking, the hedges are looking fantastic, by the way. But you had Michigan, and you thought like kind of the blueprint. Are you in on that in college football this year, or now that you're out of the media, are you just mainly NFL?
I don't look at most things, but I do still look at who I think can win because I still think it's really interesting. And I do wait. So would you pick Oregon? Like
they're just in the category of a team of like I'm curious what the metrics and what like from the history of the of what is what it's looked like to win a championship. Do they fall into that category for you?
Well, and you know what your producer Jason informed me of in that update that he did that they had three players selected to first team all whatever was that one of those things or second team all conference whatever that was I don't know.
Dan Lanning's the CBS preseason coach of the year. It's one of the most prestigious awards you can win.
I didn't know any of that, and then I listened to Jason's update. Now I feel like I know a lot of stuff. That's the whole point of the updates. The two team, well, actually, there's really only one team that I am like pretty sort of, hey, who's Ken Barkley's whatever college football playoff champion preseason pick? This rolls off the tongue. The answer would be Notre Dame would be my favorite team. That's not contrarian. Like you'll go click on whatever sportsbook sponsors your show and you'll go click on that sportsbook. You'd be like, oh man, Ken says no. Oh, they're one of the favorites.
Right.
Never mind. I have like one of my friends who I do a lot of college football work who does smarter stuff than I do. He loves Texas and then he has Notre Dame second. And then you'll be like, oh, well, let me go. But they're the co-favorite. So I think when Indiana happened last year, anytime this happens, I think probably true with the Seahawks last year into this year is my guess too, where people are going to go, oh, well, like Seahawks, they were like 60-1 before the season. Like who's the next Seahawks? Like who's the next Indiana?
Right.
And it's like, well, that's not really what the point was of those things happening. So they're two sort of different cases, but Indiana just real quick, like they made the playoff the year before. Like we all just didn't believe it because there was no track record beyond that season. But the idea that it was like they won four games the year before and then won the championship, like that didn't happen. That's not what happened. Like Indiana won a billion games the year before. They were rated really highly. So odds were crazy. But just like, did a really good team from the year before win the next year? Yes, definitely happened. Last year, Indiana was really good. Then they won. Like it's not. So I guess my advice is just like, don't get too crazy. College football, historically a sport, it's crazy in the games. Like you watch Saturday, crazy stuff happens. It's not crazy with who wins.
Right.
Like did anybody watch Indiana in the playoff week by week and not think the next week they were going to win a million to nothing? Like did anybody think that as it was happening? And there'll be contrarian cases, but like Ohio State the year before, it's like, yeah, I mean the Notre Dame game was like a little, it's just like, did anybody not think like realistically they were you start to get that vibe with teams as you get more than halfway through the season. It'll happen again, probably. Notre Dame is what team it can happen for. Ohio State it can happen for. Texas it can happen for. There are other teams, but like it's going to be one of those teams probably. Like it just is. Like there's, you know, to have another Indiana, you'd have to have a team that made the playoff that has like the best coach ever and a certain roster composition. Like I don't think that team happened last year. I can think back, maybe there is a team that I'm missing them and I apologize, but like that's not Miami. That's not really what that was. It's not any of the other teams. So yeah, it's going to be one of the best teams. Yeah. I'll pick Notre Dame.
Okay. Before we let you go, cause we're way over it and we knew we would when we talked to you.
Sure.
Those damn Beavers and East Coast geography threw us off, man.
Quickly, the betting guide, if people were to reach out and want to get Ken Barkley's general thoughts and feelings of how he's viewing certain metrics in the NFL season with all the really good teams and a lot of questions that are looming, what can they expect to get with a betting guide from one Ken Barkley?
Well, just, you know, it's a hop, skip, and a jump down to old Washington, D.C. from here. You know,
you going down to Maryland, West Virginia for lunch today?
Maryland. Yeah. Just hopped on my bicycle and rode down there. Yeah. So I just, okay. I appreciate you letting me promote the guide. It's just, I mean, for whatever, it's 15 seconds here. If you go to my Twitter account at Lockie Lockerson, you can DM me and order it. It's a very easy process. I really like writing. It's like my favorite thing to do. I just figured that out about myself, that's like my favorite creative outlet. So I just wrote a bunch of stuff, surprise team for this year, who can win the Super Bowl, favorite win total bets, every major award market with like a billion words of explanation. So if any of that sounds interesting, buy it. I would encourage you to do so. That's it.
There it is. Ken Barkley, Lockie Lockerson on Twitter. We miss your Musk. Let's do this again. Maybe Spooky Caesarson. That would be nice to have again. Costumes, we can get into it.
Ooh,
eat some candy together.
On YouTube in a costume? Can we do that?
I think we got ideas here, Ken.
I think you're going to like my costume this year, Ken. If we can get you on YouTube around Halloween, I think you're going to like my costume.
Our people will get in touch with your people, a.k.a. Jason, okay?
Dress up as a map of the East Coast. That'll be good. Yeah. Is there another update coming on right after this?
No, in a few minutes.
When's the next update?
It should be now. We just
went
really long.
It comes in 6 minutes. We call it a fupdate because we jump on.
Yeah, you preempted
an update. He's
very upset with us right now. We love you, Ken.
Love you guys too. Talk to you soon.
There you go. Ken Barkley. Great stuff. Lockie Lockerson. Oh, I miss him. Used to be a weekly. For those who don't know, he used to do You Better, You Bet. We had him on every week. Him and Nick Costos did a great show talking gambling, and he quit the show and media
straight up
to be a professional sports gambler.
Yeah, it's worked out.
He's doing good. And so he's got a betting guide out, Lockie Lockerson. He's a great Twitter follow and a good, good friend of the program. All righty. Will we have time for Stat or Story? Probably not, but we'll try it next on The Fan.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, went a little long there with Ken Barkley. That happens. It is Stat or Story time, and boy, oh boy, do we got to go fast. Let's jump right in.
Turn burn.
Are you ready? Today is four.
Four.
Yeah. Is it the number of games played by Joe Alt last year for the Chargers as their starting center got hurt yesterday in camp? Unconfirmed how long he will be out.
Not sounding great, though.
They also had Johnson go down with a lower body injury, limping off. Biotis had to get carted off the field. Johnson, I think, walked off on his own power by the limp. So, you know, the Chargers just doing Charger things right out of the gate. Number of games played by Joe Alt, or the number of different alien races that one astrophysicist who worked at the Pentagon for decades claims he has seen inside the possession of the United States government.
Four different alien races? Stat.
I think Alt only played three, so I'm going to go story.
Okay, hold on. Oh, wait. Sorry. Yeah, I did that the right order. Sorry. But your logic was wrong. He played six games last year, Joe Alt did.
Okay.
He played a couple at the start, got hurt, and then came back for like two or three games and then got hurt again.
Gotcha.
And then his season was over.
Four different races?
A scientist who worked for the Pentagon's UFO program for decades says he has seen evidence that the U.S. is hiding the bodies of four different alien races that crashed on Earth. His name is Eric Davis. He's an astrophysicist specializing in advanced aerospace propulsion.
So maybe Men in Black's a documentary?
He's personally seen classified photos and records from the U.S. government that allegedly confirmed the existence of ET life found in the wrecked UFOs that include at least four distinct different species, which the U.S. has now stored in top secret facilities.
So Obama lied to us.
Did he?
I mean, they've all lied to us to a certain extent.
There's been no evidence of alien life.
You can't say it. You can't say yes. Well, we had the threat of COVID and we ran out of toilet paper in a day. If you tell people that we have four different species who have crash landed on Earth.
I mean, don't we want to see this?
I definitely want to see it.
What kind of aliens are
they? We're a bit of a jumpy species.
Yeah, we are.
We're a bit panicky.
Yeah.
Where's the toilet paper going to go if we found out aliens are here?
Well, also, are those races, is there outrage? Or are they like, well, Don didn't come back.
Yeah, do they
I
know?
I guess his journey.
Are they going to come look for their fallen brother?
Right. Like, Independence Day 2 was actually a movie because they eliminated some of the soldiers. It just took them 20 years to get here. I can't help but wonder. Your number is 76.
76.
Is it the total receptions for one CeeDee Lamb last season for the Dallas Cowboys?
Okay.
Or is it the age that Dr. John Torrey passed away, the man who they named Torrey Pines Nature Reserve and Golf Course after?
San Diego trivia there.
San Diego.
I want to say more. Did CeeDee get banged up? To split more with Pickens. So I'm going to
go
say
story.
Stat.
Give me story.
Okay, let's do this. Your first dirt?
I'm story.
Story.
Stat.
Story. Stat. Story. That 75.
Yeah,
logic
for
was CeeDee wrong.
Lamb.
Yeah, I thought it would have been more.
I knew it was down because Pickens was there.
Well, it wasn't just Pickens. He played 14 games, not the 17 that you can play. So he missed three games due to injury. Yes, Dr. John Torrey, who passed away in the 1800s, lived to 76 years old. And I went to the Torrey Pines Nature Reserve.
There you go.
I'm assuming it's right by the golf course. Is it close by?
Yeah,
or is
it's like a mile and a half away.
Skipping a jump
away. 2 miles
away
for whatever it is. Great hiking trails all around. And it's a great nature reserve. You go up there and you can learn a lot about the history of it. And I basically was talking to this Hispanic lady, and I said, who's Dr. John Torrey? And she goes, well, he's this. And I go, but did he earn it? Or was he the white guy claiming to be here?
Honorary doctor?
And
did he actually do it?
She laughed. She thought that was funny. And she goes, I mean, he wasn't the first, but he was very involved in helping protect a lot of the species of trees, studying the biology, observing the animal life that lived around it. A lot of different trails are named after different doctors who advocated for conservation and not turning it into real estate or businesses. It's a beautiful park, Torrey Pines. And then the worst part was we have developed a... Every city we go to now, we have decided we're going to visit the Costco. Because I always see different things at Costco.
Specific for the location.
But it's always online, and we never have these cool things. So I want to see who has cool things at Costco.
They got a better Costco than us?
No, it's actually far worse.
Really? That makes me feel good.
It looks like a warehouse, not a Costco building. Mm. There was nothing different there that we didn't have.
Good.
I didn't like it at all, but about 2 miles from the Torrey Pines Nature Reserve, it's the golf course. And, brother, when you're not playing it but driving by it,
tough.
It's the saddest erection of your life.
Yeah.
You're like, well.
Find somebody from San Diego to get you on that resident rate, dude.
I was going to stop in and buy a ball marker, and then I thought, no, I'm not buying anything from there unless I play it.
Exactly. It's funny. I've always thought about the bit from Curb Your Enthusiasm where he picks up the prostitute to drive in the HOV lane to get the Dodger Stadium a little bit quicker because he needs the passenger.
God, the HOV lane. I got a whole thing on that.
The bit in San Diego would be going to a local driving range and offering to pay for something. Like, are you a resident here? Do you want to go play 18 holes with me?
Do you need a single?
Do you have a car? I got one if you want to come play. Can you hook me up? I'll take you to the course if you want to go.
Your number is 30.8. 30.8. Is it the career 3-point percentage for one Russell Westbrook? Or
Russ couldn't shoot that three ball.
Is it the percentage of French fry fans who prefer McDonald's French fries over all other fast food? McDonald's, the favorite fast food franchise. It is National Potato Day.
Can I ask you a quick question on Russell Westbrook, because we talked about him earlier?
Yeah.
Would you want to lose his, like, just thunderous athleticism to make him a better shooter?
No. That's what made him unique and stand out.
Agree.
What level of shooter am I making him, trading in the athleticism?
Dame.
He's just Dame, but maybe a better defender.
Well, he's better than Dame all time.
Well, he wouldn't be if you took away athleticism to add to that, that's a benefit he has over Dame.
And Dame is super athletic,
but
he's not
to the level of Russ.
Westbrook.
But how much athleticism am I taking away to add to the shooting? Is he now Dame-level athletic? Because then you're a bigger Dame.
Andre Miller.
52 points. I'm going to go Story.
So it's 30.8%.
I'm going to go slightly higher than that.
30.8%
for Russ.
Say McDonald's fries are their favorite fries.
God, I am.
McDonald's fries are elite.
I'm so afraid that this is a stat, and this is where people just don't like my guy, but I'm going to go stat.
You said?
Story.
Russell Westbrook in 18 seasons, 30.8%. Half of his season, sub-30%.
You know, when he started
shooting.
The league, won three-ball league. Twos were value.
His second year in the league, he shot 22%.
Well, how many did he attempt?
He attempted 5.6 per game. No, he attempted just over one per game.
Okay, yeah. So in 2008? I mean, we weren't shooting threes.
The guy played for nearly 20 years, man.
Yeah.
No, when in a recent survey, McDonald's, 33.6% of respondents said that they are their favorite fries. Arby's second, big fans of the
rightfully
curly
so.
Fries.
That's the one, two, and the big board.
And then Chick-fil-A, or no, Five Guys at 10%, Chick-fil-A at 9.75%, the waffle fries.
Five Guys is, Burger King's getting disrespected here.
Burger King was next at 9.05%, actually less than Wendy's. Wendy's slightly ahead of Burger King.
No, really? Burger King's so much better than Wendy fries. I could argue the fries at Burger King are the best thing on the menu.
It's been so long since I've eaten at a Burger King or a Wendy's or a Five Guys.
Well, I've seen they've totally reinvented or redone the Whopper. now. Burger King is
a new Whopper.
They got a new CEO. They're doing a whole rebranding thing.
Call us to tell us what you need us to make better.
Just have the ads of the King having a pick six in an NFL game. What happened to those? They killed the King?
The King's dead. You're the King.
You're the King.
I'm the King.
You're the King.
I'm the King.
That's right. We lost it. We got too caught up with our mascots and things. You're the King now. It's all about you, the customer.
As somebody that didn't have McDonald's for a long time, I've randomly had McDonald's like four times in the last 2 weeks.
Hits the spot, doesn't it? Every time. Every time.
A quarter pounder with cheese.
Every time it does it not?
Dude.
It fills that hole.
I
it does,
hate
buddy.
How much I like it. I hate it.
I'm that way
sausage,
as a fast food eater.
With egg and a hash brown,
well, I'm not
get
doing
you
pork
going.
Anymore.
I'm that way as a fast food eater where I'll go like 7 months and not touch it. Any, not just McDonald's, any fast food place, and then you'll have it and you'll be like, God, that was so good.
And then you just.
And then like 10 days later, you're like, you know what? What the hell? We might as well. I've only had it once in the last 7 months. It's, you know, let's get it again, baby. Sadder story every Wednesday, a little bit later today. Let's wrap it up next on the. Well, as we wrap up our show. On a Wednesday, tomorrow we will have the Magic Hat. I got a couple of submissions I'm already feeling pretty good about.
But hopefully. We have audio we need to put in that we didn't get to. Like, there were a couple of things we didn't get to today. The audio was great.
I have to kick some things down the old show sheet to tomorrow.
We didn't talk about Merritt Paulson.
We did not get to the Merritt Paulson audio.
I mean, what time did that come out yesterday? Because I only saw it late.
I saw it late at night
the
last night.
The press conference was at noon.
Okay.
Because they introduced, they hadn't formally had an introductory press conference for Marti Cifuentes.
Oh,
we
God.
Got that.
Thing that could have happened is Ken Barkley commenting and complimenting you.
Why couldn't they just hire a coach with the name of Jim Ballmer?
Jim Ballmer.
So I don't have to hear all the accents and the roles.
It's Steve's brother, Jim
it's
Ballmer.
Steve, dude. It's Steve and Jim are out there, right? He's coaching the team.
I found his comments refreshing. You took it as like some.
He's absolutely going to ask for money from the city. Mark my words.
Well, didn't we find out they did spend money?
So they did get some, but the majority, I believe, now don't quote me on this because I don't follow it closely. I believe the majority of their news side was privately financed.
Yeah, he said it's private. They've kicked in.
But they got about the same as what the Memorial Coliseum got, which is one of the arguments the Blazers have made is that these ticket fee taxes are going to funding other arenas.
Isn't that $60 million?
I think it was $60
million. That's a lot of money.
It was a lot of money. But to his credit, he did put in, or no, I don't know if it was him. I don't know.
He said they've.
In.
Privately financed $125 million
right.
of renovations
lives
and upgrades.
He actually lives in Portland. Like, you know, I hear what you're saying, but.
I think the next ask is going to be we want to redo the other side of the stadium now. The older side. We got the new side. You can't do anything with the MAC side because the MAC's not going anywhere. But it's the other side in the press spot. Like, that's the next phase for them that they're going
to
want
to
do.
I can't speak to what they do or do not want at the Timbers in the stadium. I would just say it was nice to have kind of both of it. It was both.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going to own a team here, like, this is a community that wants you to care and care about them. And also, Portland's got real problems. This should be a wake-up call to get our heads out of you-know-whats. And
having sports teams with big followings and things to do, it matters for the quality of life and all that stuff included. So I got no issue with it. A couple of quick notes, by the way. The Texans, who were decimated at wide receiver last year, Jaden Higgins has suffered a torn ACL.
Good, good. That's great.
So, you know, that's going great in Houston. And as we alerted earlier, Tyler Biadasz, who was one of the big offseason moves of the Chargers, because statistically speaking, they literally had the worst center maybe in the history of the NFL last year. It went out and spent on Tyler Biadasz, and he had to get carted off the field yesterday
at
practice.
Yeah, he had 49er defensive lineman land on his left knee.
You see some people blame the Niners?
Ooh, for the injury?
Sure. So the electricity got through the Niner player.
So now they've got their second-round draft pick, a rookie from Florida who's going to slot over to the center.
Well, we got preseason games tomorrow. I think I read that Purdy's going to play against the Chargers.
Chargers and Niners are playing tomorrow after this. So we'll have some NFL football to get to tomorrow. Some leftover stuff. All that. If you miss it, we had Ken Barkley on. It was great to have him back on. That was a lengthy interview. Go check it. 1051thefan.com, at 1051thefan on Twitter, and at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. That will do it for us, everybody. Thank you so much for being a part of our Wednesday. It's great to have the band back together. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Patrick Harris is next on 105.1 FM The Fan.